It was a long shot to recover the body of Ben Larson and the devastation that is Port-au-Prince. But his father, Pastor Judd Larson of Duluth, says with the help of the Haitian people themselves, they were able to make it happen.
It is very helpful for us to have him return. Of course, we look to opportunity to actually have an internment and burial for him. That'll be an important step for us as a family.
Ben Larson's wife, Renee, narrowly escaped the same building that trapped and killed him. Larson's mother, former La Crosse Evangelical Lutheran Church Bishop April Larson, says the trauma is hard to comprehend.
When you see a building fall on your husband 10 feet away from you, of course, that's a terrible thing to watch. Then on top of it, to watch all these people that you're caring for dying around you and great suffering and families weeping. And then you'd hear somebody wailing because there was somebody dying, and then the people would sing Praise God louder.
The 25-year-old Ben Larson's remains are at the Dover Air Force Base. It is expected that it'll take several days to process his body before returning to Minneapolis. His family says he'll be buried near his seminary school in Decorah, Iowa. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.